After building a fire, one of the men gets out a two-way radio and calls for help. But he can't get a strong signal in the storm. Everyone is exhausted and cold, but Bill Meek is in the worst shape.
He had on winter-type gear, but it wasn't waterproof. Bill had gotten really wet, and now we were in blizzard conditions. It didn't matter when it was 40 degrees, but it mattered now when it was already around zero.
The group again radios for help. This time, they make contact with the Grand County Sheriff's Office.
One of the things that he'd asked us, he said, I hope you guys know where you're at.
Luckily, the men have a GPS, or Global Positioning System receiver, which gives their rescuers their exact coordinates. While they wait to hear back from the sheriff's office, five of the men head off to search for more firewood. Bill Meek stays behind in the pit. He is showing signs of hypothermia.
I was definitely losing strength. I was weak. I wasn't much help after a while.
9 miles outside Winter Park, 43-year-old Grand County Search and Rescue volunteer Don Newman is alerted to the stranded group. Newman owns a successful snowmobile touring service in town. 49-year-old rescue volunteer Dennis Butler also gets a page. Around 10 p.m., both men speed toward the slope to see if conditions will permit an immediate rescue. They know that one false move in such rugged backcountry can spell disaster.